Welcome to the Oregon Offense Press Conference. It's my pleasure to introduce Oregon wide receiver coach Sonny Lubick. Coach, could you introduce your players and give an opening statement? Sonny, I'm sorry.
My dad's not here yet.
Oh, shit. I'm old school.
He's actually getting in town tonight.
Well, we'll say hi to Coach and Matt Lubick. Could you introduce your players and give
an
opening statement?
Sure. You know, first off, it's an honor to be here. The Alamo Bowl is first class in every way you can be. We came here 2 years ago, and it's as good a bowl as I've been around as far as the hospitality and the way people treat us. And most importantly, we're excited because we think we're playing the best of the best in college football. And anytime you get an opportunity to do something like that, it's pretty special. I feel very fortunate to be around four of our best players. Not only are they some of our best players, but they're great leaders for us. So at the end of the table, running back Royce Freeman, offensive lineman Tyler Johnstone, wide receiver Braylon Addison, and quarterback Vernon Adams.
Question on the side.
Matt, Tim Griffin with the San Antonio Express News. TCU has undergone a dramatic change this year. They've had a lot of injuries on their defense. They're known for linebackers and for the productivity of the defense over the years. How would you compare and contrast this group with the groups you've seen before them, and what kind of job do you think they've done keeping this group together with all those injuries?
Well, answer the last part, and an amazing job. You know, over 19 years, I think Coach Patterson's been there. They've been known as being one of the best defenses in college football. Matter of fact, we've had some of our coaches go study what they do, and they've actually kind of been a team that people try to emulate on defense. You know, they're athletic, they're well coached. They make you earn everything you get, and it's a tremendous challenge that we're looking for. Right there.
This question's for Vernon. I know you're preparing for TCU's defense, but do you kind of have an appreciation for Trevon and his style of play, and given that you're both kind of similar size and production and all that?
Yeah, definitely. I've been watching him all year, and I think he's one of the best quarterbacks to come out this year and in the country. So, you know, hats off to him. He's a really good quarterback. You know, I'm excited. You know, this is my first and last bowl game, but I'm excited to get out here and show what I got, too, with these guys.
Questions for Vernon. Now that you're playing in your one and only bowl game, your final game for Oregon, talk about your year here. Your one and only year, has it gone the way you wanted to? You had an injury, but things never go the way maybe you planned. But talk about how, looking back at your year.
I'm very pleased with how the year went. You know, at first didn't really go as I planned. You know, it's my senior year, and so I was kind of hurt. You know, when I broke my finger and all that. But you know, we finished strong. We're playing really good football right now, and you know, we're all excited to get out there and play against another team. You know, we've been practicing against each other. It's almost like fall camp, kind of. Been practicing against each other so much the past month. You know, we're just ready to get out there and play.
This is for Tyler. It was the Alamo Bowl 2 years ago when you first tore your ACL. Now it's your last game in an Oregon uniform. Is it kind of fitting for you to end your career here, and what are the emotions it brings back for you?
I mean, I'm not really thinking too much about last time we were here. Right now, I'm kind of focused more on TCU and what lies ahead for us this week at, you know, this year's Alamo Bowl. But, you know, it is kind of a fitting story, I guess. You know, that's where I kind of first went down, and it's where I'm coming back. I guess that's the way you want to play it. But, yeah, like I said, there's no emotion as far as that goes for me. Not really nervous to play on that field or anything. I mean, I tore my ACL on our practice field. I've played on that field 100 times since. So that part of it doesn't bother me at all.
Tyler, there's a question. Can you talk about the pride you take in getting Royce to being number one rusher and your role in the Pac-12 in the O-line?
I mean, it's a huge point of pride for us. You know, obviously, Royce makes it very easy for us. He makes us look really good day in, day out. So we enjoy that. We enjoy Royce being here. But like I said, the rushing, it comes down to two things. You know, that's the offensive line and the running back's ability to hit holes. And, you know, like I said, that's been definitely a point of emphasis for us and a point of pride all season.
Tyler, TCU's got a pretty quick defense as far as the reputation goes. Maybe not as big as you've seen, but I wonder if you can talk about the challenge that you guys will be facing with a defense like that, fast linebackers, guys that blitz a lot.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. TCU, they're very mobile. Their defensive ends get upfield faster than a lot of the guys we've seen this year. And they move around as far as their defensive line goes. You know, they do a lot of slanting, a lot of twisting. We got to keep our eyes outside for the outside and the boundary blitzes, things like that. And that's really the biggest challenge. You know, like you said, they're athletic and they're fast. Like I said, I think we're up to it.
I'll direct this to Braylon and Royce, if you guys can both answer this. Obviously, just talking with TCU's defense, they don't want it to be a 100-point game. You know, I think the over-under is about 79 right now. When you guys hear, you know, that the offense, both sides, is really supposed to kind of go off on Saturday, do you take that as like, you know, we have to build up to that, or, hey, we know we can do this?
Braylon, do you want to go first? I mean, I think we all know it's going to be a great game. Two great offenses. I think we're just more focused on, you know, executing our game plan and going out there and competing at the highest level that we can, and just trying to contribute to our part and letting our defense handle, I mean, I guess their part.
Same. I feel we agree. I agree with Braylon. I mean, we're just focused on what we have to do as far as our offense goes. We know what we're capable of and kind of setting down some of the outside noise as far as, like, how many points we have to score or anything like that.
This question is for Braylon. Braylon, talk about how nice it's been to get when Vernon came back and the chemistry that you have with him. I think almost all of your touchdowns came from him.
You know, Vernon's a great player. You know, a guy that we missed a lot when he was out hurt. You know, I was more so happy that he was able to get back, you know, for his own personal reasons, just because, you know, him having to come over and only have one season and then missing those games when he's hurt. I know that probably was tough on him, and then, you know, everybody was doubting him. So we all knew what he was capable of and the things that he could do on the field, and I was just happy that he got a chance to come back and show him. And, you know, I think people have started to see how valuable he is to our offense, and he's helped us in a big way.
Coach Lubick, has your game day role been defined yet? Will you be calling the plays?
We have a plan for that. You know, everyone's role has increased a little bit just because of the situation, but we have a plan for that I don't want to get into right now. Tim.
Matt, obviously with Scott leaving for the job in Florida, are you looking at this as kind of an audition for an opportunity to be in the offensive coordinator?
Not really. You know, my mindset is ever since I've been employed here, I wake up every day and try to do the best job I possibly can to help Oregon football win. And I did that when Scott was here, and I'm doing that now that he's left, and we're happy for Scott. And, you know, anytime you have a coach leave, everyone else has to step up. And we've had a lot of coaches step up, and our players have stepped up. And I've been very proud by the guys besides me, the way their leadership and how our team's bought into it and how guys have been preparing for this football game.
Hey, Vernon, I know you guys are focused on this, but looking past this, what part of your game do you think will translate best at, you know, trying to make it to the next level? Is it that arm strength of yours? Is it the escapability, kind of that freestyling? Just what do you think is your best quality that translates further?
I think mainly just, you know, extending the play, you know, but that's not all me, you know. It's Braylon, Dwayne, DC, those guys, you know. When I'm scrambling, they're not just standing still, you know, they're getting themselves open, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they make it easy for me. And it's a lot of times I scramble when I don't have to, you know what I'm saying? And they try to say, oh, the O-line's not doing their job, whatever. I'm scrambling when I'm not supposed to, you know, so. But I think that would be the biggest thing, really extending the play, trying to get away from those big guys.
Vernon, how much pressure did you feel replacing a Heisman Trophy winner? Any at all, or how much?
No pressure at all.
Have you talked to Marcus, you know, from time to time throughout the year, and what has he said to you?
Yeah, I've talked to him a few times. You know, these guys are closer with him, but, you know, I've talked to him, like, when I signed here, and then he came to the USC game, talked to him a little bit, and, you know, just and in the beginning of fall camp, I talked to him, just gave me some advice, just learn the offense as fast as I can and then play as fast as I can, and he knows I can get the job done. So nothing big, though.
Back in front with Aaron. Vernon, we just spoke with the TCU defense, and they said they're going to try and contain you in the pocket. I'm sure every team tries to do that. It's a matter of if they can. Are you comfortable, though, from playing within the pocket, or do you always feel a need that you need to kind of get out into space?
No, I'm definitely comfortable in the pocket. Like I said, sometimes I get out when I don't need to, but, you know, if they're going to do that, that's fine. I can throw from the pocket, throw out of the pocket, and with great linemen, great receivers, great running backs, they'll get it done. They help me make it look easy.
Vernon, along those lines, with TCU's speed in the front seven, it's going to be tougher for you to do what you do in terms of escaping and extending plays when they're so quick and fast and do such, you know, crazy things with their stunts, et cetera?
I guess we just got to see on Saturday. You know, they are fast, though, on the D-line, and they have some really great athletes in the secondary as well. So we're just going to have to see.
Tyler, last game for you ever after playing at Oregon for pretty much forever. Do you think it's going to be an emotional game for you, more excitement for you? Kind of, do you see it being emotional, kind of like senior day, or more just kind of excited bowl game?
I think it'll be a little bit of both. You know, it's definitely going to be a little bit of melancholy up there. However the game turns out, you know, it, like you said, it being our last game, there's going to be a lot of mixed emotions, a lot of excitement. You know, it was a long road. Playing in Oregon, been there for, this is my fifth year, and like I said, it's just the bonds you create on this team and with this culture. I mean, the Oregon culture, it's kind of something that you'll never have again. So that's definitely one thing I'm going to be missing after this game, and that's probably what's going to hit me hardest.
Question on the side? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, you're back there. Sorry,
you're good. You can go. Coach Lubick, whether you're calling plays or not, it's going to be a collaborative effort, is what Coach Helfrich has said, so you'll be having some role in play calling. How does this game differ than like a Stanford game when you know your possessions are going to be limited to in a game where it appears you'll probably have quite a few possessions?
It doesn't differ a lot. You know, when you prepare, you study your opponent, and you figure out different things that you do well that – how you can attack your opponent, you know, whether it's Stanford or whether it's TCU. Now, both are a little bit different in their defensive schemes. But once the game starts, you know, your plan's in place. You've already went through all the various situations, and it's just a matter of getting it out and adjusting and making adjusting. And to make adjustments, everyone's involved. I mean, our players get involved in the adjustments. Our quarterback's hugely involved in the way we adjust to things. And, you know, and that's how we've done it all year, regardless who the opponent is. And when the game starts on Saturday night, it comes down just one play at a time. You know, then once that play happens, get ready for the next play. And, you know, I've heard a lot of different things about, you know, scoring points or this and that. And it really comes down to preparation, which I'm very proud of the way these guys have done. And then once the game starts, it's one play at a time. And that's these guys' mindset.
Vernon, over here. You know, you're not that big of a guy, but you have a pretty strong arm. Was that something that you had to learn over the years, or is that just kind of a talent? Like, is it a fundamental thing that you can kind of increase and get better at, or have you just always been able to kind of sling it?
I think it's just a fundamental talent, you know, something you just continue to work on. I played with a lot of different receivers throughout my life, you know, and once I got here, you know, did a lot of routes after practice and at the rec center and stuff, and, you know, just making sure your timing is right and getting the ball out on time, really. And I like throwing deep balls, so I really did practice on those a lot, especially over at my other school.
Yes, questions for Braylon. Braylon, what does this mean over here, Braylon? What does this experience to be back in Texas mean for you? And then also, what does this bowl game mean for you guys to use as a springboard going into the next year?
I think it's special for me just because, you know, I'm from 2 hours down the road. So anytime we get to play in Texas, it's always special for me. But as far as, you know, going into the next year, I think it's just another game for us to get better and continue to compete. TCU is a great team, a well-coached team. They're athletic. So it'll be another chance for us to play against a great defense as far as offensively goes. And I think it'll also help us in the recruiting side also as far as us coming down here and competing. I think it'll show kids from Texas that, you know, we can get out on the West Coast and play with teams. We played with Michigan State, a team from the Midwest, and now we're playing a team from Texas. So I think it'll help us in a lot of ways.
Actually, Royce, there was a question about you played in the All-American Bowl a week before Oregon played Texas and went. Did you stay around for that game, or do you remember? Does that affect you in any of the decision?
Yeah, I ended up watching the Oregon versus Texas, who they played at the time, and I enjoyed watching it when I 2 years ago. Yeah, it was cool.
Question over here.
Vernon, there's been a lot of speculation, talk about what might have been had you not gotten hurt. Have you allowed yourself to go there and think about that much?
I mean, everybody's gonna, you know, think a little bit, but I just see it as, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I really take that, you know, to the heart, you know, and it's not just me. Like I said before, it's not me. It's the O lineman blocking that extra second for me to get the ball off. The receivers getting open when I'm scrambling downfield, getting away from DBs. Royce giving him the ball. I'm running this way, and I look back, and he's 30 yards downfield, touchdown or something like that. You know, it's not just me, but it's tough. You know, it was my senior year. It was tough missing those 3.5 games. But I'm glad we're here. We're all blessed, and I'm very thankful.
Vernon, there was one question talking about the video of you on social media at the first practice running around. Was that you for the camera, or was that you every practice?
Nah, you can catch me running around practice a lot, you know, and that was my first time back. You know, I hadn't been with the team since, you know, January, you know, so it just felt good to be out there and finally pass a math class and get out there and have fun with my teammates.
I think this is the bowl video of you, the first bowl practice.
Oh, this one, yeah. This one. Oh, no, yeah. I just, dang, I didn't have to tell everybody about my math class, but shoot. But, I missed my teammates. I had a great Christmas with my son, my girlfriend and stuff, but it was just, when I got back out here, it was just something missing, you know, and I was just so happy to be back out here running around, throwing the ball, and just being out here with my brothers.
Question for John.
Following up on that, Vernon, you came right from the plane to practice, didn't you? Did you not, or?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have to spend the night in Dallas?
Yes, we got stuck in Dallas, me and one of the other linemen, Shane, and it was a tornado watch or something, and we had to stay overnight there, and then in the morning flew out here and came straight to practice. It was like 5 minutes before practice.
How was it sleeping in an airport?
No, we didn't sleep in the airport. We stayed at one of my buddies' house.
Royce, we had a question about your consistency of the 100-yard-plus games. Is there something you attribute that to, and what do you think to get going for Saturday and keep it going?
I just attribute it to Coach Campbell and the way he teaches us running backs and what we need to be consistent at, things like that, every day in meetings. So also, the offensive line, they've been consistent. I mean, their job's not easy. We all know that. And they're a great group of guys, and I tell them that they block for me and, you know, give me a little bit, I'll work with it, and we're going to make things happen.
Any more questions from the table? Thank you.